plate a potential nugget.
And just as we wrap up this conversation, James, you also talk about the notion of a two-minute rule or a gateway habit that often is the sort of the door that opens us into a path of building multiple other habits. So talk to us a little bit about the concept here, why this is important, and what are some of the gateway habits that you see people using to build other habits?
Yeah, this is a great place to finish because the two-minute rule, I think, is a really good place to start if you're looking for one takeaway. What should I do with this information? This is a really good place to start. So the two-minute rule says take whatever habit you're trying to build and scale it down to something that takes 2 minutes or less to do. So read 40 books a year becomes read one page, or do yoga 4 days a week becomes take out my yoga mat. And sometimes when I say that, people resist it a little bit because they're like, okay, I know the real goal isn't just to take my yoga mat out. Like, I know I actually want to do the workout. So if it's this mental trick and I know it's a trick, like, why would I fall for it? And if you feel that way, I understand that. But I would suggest for the first day or the first week, actually force yourself to stop after 2 minutes. So I tell the story of a reader named Mitch. I mentioned this in the book. And he ended up losing a lot of weight. 100 pounds, so what was that? Probably, yeah, 40 kilograms, something like that. And when he went to the gym for the first time, he wasn't allowed to stay for longer than 5 minutes. So he would show up at the gym, work out for, do half an exercise, get back in the car, drive home. And it sounds silly, right? It sounds ridiculous because you're like, this is not going to get the guy the results that he wants. But what you realize if you step back is that he was mastering the art of showing up. He was becoming the type of person that went to the gym 4 days a week, even if it was only for 5 minutes. And this, I think, is a much deeper truth about habits that's often overlooked, which is a habit must be established before it can be improved, right? You have to make it the standard in your life, make it the new normal before you can worry about optimizing it or expanding it from there. And so often we're focused on finding the perfect business idea, the best workout program, the ideal diet plan. We're so focused on optimizing that we don't give ourselves permission to show up, even if it's just in a small way. But if you can't master the art of showing up, there's no raw material to work with. There's nothing to optimize. And so the two-minute rule really helps you get over that hurdle. It helps you master the art of showing up, start building a habit, even if it's small. And then you have somewhere to gain a foothold. Then you have something to push off of and expand into. And for that reason, I think it's a really valuable strategy to use when you're trying to get started with a new habit.
When I was training for a half marathon a while back, I started out with a time goal saying I want to run the half marathon under X amount of time. I had 1 year to work on my training, and my running coach told me, let's break up our journey into 3 parts of 4 months each. First 4 months, let's just get you on the road and start doing small distances. Next 4 months, let's build the distance, and in the final 4 months, let's work on the timing. In other words, the first 4 months were just about showing up on the road and establishing the basic habit before we started expanding on it. And I think that made all the difference. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. If you're deriving value from the content and want to show your gratitude to the podcast, I request you to pay it forward by contributing to an organization that I'm supporting, Antarang Foundation. It helps thousands of children from challenging backgrounds play to their unique potential. Please visit the Pay It Forward section at playtopotential.com to know more.